We want to welcome you to the courthouse today to celebrate the 73rd annual National Day of Prayer. There's already been services at the White House, and here in the Caldwell County area, we want to respect the opportunity we have in a free country to voice our prayers before the Lord in a public arena because of the servicemen and other folks that have given their life to give us the liberty that we have to be a free country that believes in God and is able to call upon Him in the day that we're in. This year, I would challenge you with the verse that's the theme verse, and that is from Romans 15:13. It says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." The God that we serve is able to do anything that we ask in accordance to His will. And today we're going to ask folks to come and pray in several areas that God has given us to bathe in prayer today. And we ask and challenge you today as you're out there to pray with us in that respect. Before we begin, I want to ask the judge to come. He's got one announcement and just share a greeting from the county to you.
Thank you, sir, and thank you all for being out here today. It is always an honor and privilege to be able to stand before you as judge executive and to proclaim the name of Most High, to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ here in a public forum, in a public setting. I hope that that's something that we never take for granted. You know, the only reason that we have the opportunity to do that is because of the sacrifice and service of millions of men and women over the years that have fought for this country and fought for our rights. And to that end, as Brother Riley alluded, one of the greatest heroes and Americans we have in this community that has answered that call to service is Mr. H.C. Beck, as many of you know. What many of you may not know is that unfortunately Mr. Beck was in a bit of an accident this morning. He was crossing the street on his scooter and he was hit by a passing car. So he is currently in Lourdes, and I would ask you to join me in a prayer and a moment of silent prayer to beseech the great physician to put his hand on Mr. Beck and so that he will return to us in this community as quickly as possible. So if you will, please join me. Thank you, and please keep him in your prayers over the coming days and weeks. With no further ado, I'll turn it back over to Brother Riley. Thank you,
Judge. It is because of men like Brother H.C. that's laid down their life for this country that we have the privilege of being here today. That being said, we want to honor our color guard and the flag of the United States today. Miss Suzanne Bowes is going to come and lead us.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
as they are departing, we want to recognize the WKCC Honor Guard. They are volunteers in that fashion that serve as officers for us in Corrections Department with the Department of Corrections of Kentucky, and are glad to come and be a part of events like this. So we thank the warden for being here and bringing the team to be a part of what's going on. We're also grateful for Woodman bringing the flag to also be a part of the presentation. And as we begin prayer today, I'm going to ask the men to just come, share their heart in prayer in order that they're listed in. So our first one is a newcomer to the community, and we're glad that he's coming today. Brother Jerry Horine, let's welcome him to the community as a new pastor at First Baptist, by the way.
If y'all join me in prayer. Father God, Lord, I am so thankful, Lord, for this opportunity to be here before you above all things, Lord. And God, I thank you that I have seen and I've heard the faith of your people here in Princeton, God. Lord, the love they have for your saints. Lord, I pray that you'd give them spiritual wisdom and understanding. The churches here and abroad, Lord, and around. God, Lord, that you would help us fulfill your mission, Lord, the Great Commission. Help us, God, in knowing the blessing we have here in this place, Lord, to be able to share the good news, the great news, Lord, the best news there ever was. And Lord, I just pray that lost would come to know Christ, Lord, in this community, that there'd be beacons of hope, lighthouses around, Lord, that would show that we have places for broken and sinners, Lord, to come and find the greatest gift, eternal life, Lord, and restoration and redemption for their souls. And so, Lord, help us be united in this place, Lord. Help us carry on your mission. Lord, you left heaven and came here to seek and save the lost. And so, Father, we bow down, Lord, to you, our hearts and our service, Lord, to see that that mission would carry forward. Lord, be with your churches, your bride, whom you died for. We love you, God. We're so thankful. It's in the name of Jesus Christ we ask this. Amen.
Let's pray for the family at this time. Father, we come before your throne again. God, we thank you for the family. God, we know in the very beginning, in the book of Genesis, God, that you brought Adam and Eve together. You sanctified that marriage. You brought them together. And Father, we know that you blessed that marriage. And Father, from that time on, we know that the enemy has tried to divide and cause problems in the marriage. And so, God, I pray, Father, that we would understand that your word is continuing to be truth from age to age and endures forever. And so, God, may the sanctity of marriage continue to be between a man and a woman, a husband and a wife. And, Father, may you just continue to bless that union. God, we pray that as these unions grow, Father, as you have ordained to be fruitful and multiply. God, may the children be trained up in the admonition of the Lord. Train them up in the way that they should go so that when they are old, they will not depart from it. And Father, I thank you for the families, God, who still unite together in prayer and in worship and fellowship. And God, I pray that we as a nation would continue to understand more importantly how you feel about the marriage, family, and unity. And Father, we know the enemy's out to destroy it, but God, we know that you're going to continue to bless that union of marriage and the family. And Father, we pray your blessings upon our families today in Jesus' name.
Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to be able to pray for the educators of our country, our county, and those that serve in those positions. Let's pray together. Father, Lord, we love you. We thank you, God, for giving us this opportunity, Lord, to uplift the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, God, that you are the one that educates us in sin and in the life that we now live by faith in you. And God, I pray, Father, for each one that stands before our children and our young adults these days. Father, as they stand there, they would stand there with the power and the Holy Spirit inside of them. Lord, I pray, God, that in our education's departments, that Lord, you would just bless them. Lord, that you would let people see Jesus in us, the hope of glory, and that, God, in all things, you'd get all that is given to you. We praise you, God, for each and every one that goes far and beyond for our children, far and beyond for our young adults. So, God, I ask you now to bless each and every one of them. Use them for your glory and for your grace. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we do pray. Amen.
Bow with me, please. Father God, I thank you for another day of life. Lord, I thank you that we live in a country that we can do this openly without worry of danger, much more than just some bad mouthing. God, I'm thankful that we live in a country that we can stand on the courthouse steps and praise your name and pray to you and lift up our concerns to you. And Lord, I just pray that each and every business, Lord, that you would protect it. Each and every business that is in the city of Princeton in Caldwell County, Lord, that you would just work in and through each and every one of them. Lord, may we all bless your name by blessing other people. Lord, may we stand out as a town that cares for its people, for its loved ones, for its neighbors, and for the strangers. Lord, I pray that you forgive us of our sins as a country, as a town, as a nation, as a people. Lord, I pray that you would forgive us in the many ways that we fail. God, don't give up on us. But Father, those that do stand up and stand out for you, Lord, I praise your name for them. I thank you that they are willing to pay the cost. Lord, I thank you for loving us the way you do. Lord, I thank you for peace that only you can offer, joy, mercy and hope and love that only you give, that we can't find in this world. But Lord, I just pray that we would always try to find it in you. Lord, that we would always stand up for you. Lord, that we would always be a town that we can gather on the courthouse steps in the middle of the day and be proud to be called a Christian. Lord, I thank you for loving us. Lord, I thank you for giving your son Jesus to die for us. And I thank you that you love us enough that you welcome us to heaven if we will repent of our sins and turn from our evil ways and come to you. God, I'm thankful that you saved the least to the greatest. I'm thankful that you saved a sinner like me. And Father, I just praise your name for what you're doing. I ask that you continue to do it. In Jesus' name.
I ask that you join me in praying over our media at this time. Father, I just come today. Lord, you know we're living in a divided society, a confused society. We have theories, we have opinions. Lord, we've got people that report things to us that aren't necessarily true. And Lord, I just pray that those that are honest keep moving forward. Share with us what's really going on in the world and the way that it's going on, that they give us correct information. And Lord, those that aren't honest, we ask for their repentance. We ask those that don't believe in you, those that discriminate against your people, Lord, we just ask for your Holy Spirit to convict, that they repent, that they turn toward you. Lord, that they help us in receiving the information that we need to have the informed decisions. And Lord, I know there's much confusion with the phones and the televisions, even media and print. And Lord, we just ask for clarity. We ask for your Holy Spirit to move. We ask for your Holy Spirit to convict those that have those opinions, that sow divisions. We just ask that you convict them to walk in integrity, to walk in the newness of life that only Jesus Christ can bring. And Lord, I pray as even this is talked about today, that it be something that brings glory and honor to you, that it be reported as bringing glory and honor to you. I pray in Jesus' name.
Good afternoon. It's good to be at the courthouse. It's always a privilege to go to the Lord in prayer. I have the honor of praying for the military this morning, so if you would bow with me. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father, first and foremost, I pray for Brother H.C. Beck right now, Father, that you would heal him. Father, that you'd restore him. And Father, we thank you for his example to us, like so many, the greatest generation. And we pray that your special blessing upon them. Father, we do pray for the Army and the Navy and Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force. Father, Father, from the very first soldiers, Father, they stood up for something that was good, that was holy. And Father, we pray for every family, Father, that waits behind, for those soldiers and sailors that serve overseas, Father, we pray that you bless them and protect them, Father. Let them know that you're with them, that they are a stopgap for us, Father, for those that have fought, that will fight. Father, we pray a blessing upon them. And Father, we pray that we'd always, regardless of our political stance or our age or background, Father, we'd always realize that the military is something we all unite behind and praise you for. So, Father, we love you. We praise you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. And, Father, in all things, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good afternoon to you. Before I pray, I want to share a word of Scripture. Jeremiah 29:7. And seek the peace of the city where I've caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you will have peace. Amen. We have a government that we are all proud of, federal, state, local. And those who serve in our government sometimes are ridiculed when they shouldn't be. We should lift them up. We should pray for them. And that's exactly what we're going to do this afternoon, because here in the United States of America, we have the freedom to vote. And let me encourage you to keep it up. But I'm here to pray for these men and women who've given themselves to serve, and not to be criticized, but to be lifted up. So let's pray for them. Would you join me? Heavenly Father, we come boldly to your throne in the marvelous and wonderful and powerful name of Jesus. Lord, sometimes one will say, peace, peace, when in reality there isn't any peace. But the peace only comes from you through changed hearts. Now, Lord, I am thankful for the United States of America. And Lord, as it represents, as a cosmopolitan of a variant of people all across this great land. But here in a place we call home in Caldwell County, here at this historic courthouse, to be able to stand here in these 80 plus years and now one more time together with your people to praise you. Now, Lord, I pray, first of all, for our local government, for the mayor, for the city council, for our police, our first responders, all that you will uphold them and protect them and use them. And may they realize, Lord, that they, when they serve others, they are serving you. I pray for them, and I'm sure I will leave some category out, but my heart goes to them. For our state in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, we lift up Governor Beshear and our senators and Congress people. And Lord, we pray in Jesus' name for an outpouring of your love upon them. We don't agree, but we can agree in this. We rejoice in the freedom that we have in democracy. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name a blessing upon them, and may they serve you. May they seek your face. And Lord, too, we pray for our federal government, for our president, our vice president, Congress people, senators, and all of them, Lord, that comprise the government. Lord, I thank you for the greatest land upon the face of America. But yet, Lord, let our light shine. Let that light be reflective of the Lord Jesus Christ. We seek you. We seek a change. We seek an awakening, and only comes through the work and the power of the Holy Spirit. So we pray believing. We pray in unity. We pray in the name that's above all names, the name of the one and only Son of God, the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
This afternoon, I'm here to pray for the arts and entertainment. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity that we have just to gather, to take some time out of our day just to pray for the different areas of our world. And we lift up the arts and the entertainment world today, Lord, that you will just get a hold of the people involved in those areas to see that in this upside-down world that we're living in, that the focus of the arts and the entertainment that's taking place is not focused on you, but focused on all the worldly things within the world, and that people need to rise up, and you just need to get a hold of those producers and actors and say, you know, I'm just going to be involved in things that just declare the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that as more people get
involved in those areas and begin to understand the impact that the arts and the entertainment have on people, that they will begin to see that it's only through an act of you that these things will happen. And we do thank you for the different people that have seen that vision and produced things that we can take the whole family to, that we're not afraid, that we know that what will be presented will have that godly message, and that we can just share that with other people. Now may everything that we do today and every day just cause you great joy. We say this in your name.
All God's people said, amen. As we come to the end today of an opportunity to gather in the community to pray, I just want to challenge us as we leave. What a privilege it is to come from different backgrounds, walks, denominations together, but for one true God. And I'm reminded of who wrote the verse that is the theme verse today, and it's the Apostle Paul. He's writing to a place in Rome that much looks like America today, where there was gaming, there was alcohol, there was sexuality, there was commerce, there was arguments, there was governmental upside down programming. There were all kinds of things that they were dealing with, but the Church of the Living God sat right in the middle of it, and he sent them a letter to encourage them and challenge them. We need to be reminded today as we come into the public arena that he said that you would be filled with joy and hope. I challenge you that you cannot be filled with joy and hope because of our sin unless Jesus Christ intervenes. He said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then he began to share with them that there's a great joy in this process because, and yet while you and I were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He said in the process of that sin, though, that the penalty of sin is death. But aren't you glad that he gave us a hope beyond all hopes because of what Jesus Christ did? You see, he went on to tell them in the process of this that we could put our faith and trust in one that we've never seen here on this earth today, but we know that he's alive and that he's well because he got up out of the grave. We know that we can have hope and joy in this world because he said that if we would believe in our heart, it's not a head knowledge or a religion, it's the reality to knowing in our own being that Jesus Christ died for us. Isn't it funny how the enemy will use all kinds of things to keep lost people from hearing the gospel? Let me repeat what I just said because I believe it to be vitally important. It's not a head knowledge or a religion. It is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And how do you do that? You believe with your heart, your whole being, who you are, that God sent his son and raised him from the dead. And we confess with our mouth. That means as you come out here, you can stand here till Jesus gets back. But until you come to the point of agreement with him that you're a lost sinner and you need the Savior, and you openly confess before him that you need him, you'll stand in religious activities and miss the glory and splendor of heaven because we've not confessed. I challenge you, once you get it, he challenges us today. And that's why we're on the courthouse steps, because in Romans 12, he told us that we were to give our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Live like you ought to live and live with service to him because that is your reasonable service and reasonable act of worship. You see, there's no music out here. There's no accolades to get. But when we do what we're supposed to do as believers, it's an act of worship to a holy God that deserves everything that we have and everything that we are. If the Church of the Living God would get a hold of that and serve in such a fashion that lets a lost and dying world know that he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, then there would be people that are looking for hope and joy that we talked about that would get it. And listen to what he says. In peace, in believing, that you may abound in hope. You see, the reality is whether or not you believe or not. And I challenge you today, if you're standing here and you come to participate and you're calling out to God, if you've never believed that he died for you, that he sent his son for you, that he did it for you, I would challenge you to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ today. Then you can call on this same God who we're calling on today to meet your needs, do what he needs to do in your life, but better than that, abounding in hope, the hope that one day we may be gathered out here to pray again, and one day he's going to split the eastern sky and come and receive us that are his for his glory and his honor. He closes out this book by challenging me. He says, I beseech you, brother, join together in prayer for me and with me. As we leave today, I hope this is not a once-a-year opportunity. I pray that our churches, our people, you and I, would be bonded together for the hope of this country to pray. Because I'll say what I said this morning on the radio. We can do a lot of things in our own power. We can do a lot of things that are a blessing to the community and do a lot of things that look good. But the greatest work that you and I can be doing in the culture that we're in today is praying. Prayer is the work. On our knees brings the power. And this country desperately needs you and I to go back and challenge other people to pray. I hope you're blessed today. And he said it would come through the power of the Holy Spirit of God. If you're born again here today, it's not religion. And the Holy Spirit of God ought to lead you to the churches we prayed for. It ought to lead you back to your family that you came with. It ought to give you the liberty to watch what you're paying attention to in the arts and media. It ought to give you the opportunity to vote in the right kind of ways. It ought to give you the liberty to support and encourage the military. It ought to give you the opportunity to serve in the schoolhouse, because the God that we serve put the Holy Spirit in us to serve Him and point people to the hope and joy that only comes through Jesus Christ. I challenge you today, when we leave, it's not just a prayer for a moment. It's a challenge to go back and continue to pray for the hope and joy of this community, your lives, and those that are in your churches. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for these that are gathered. I pray, Lord, that this would be another day to challenge us and help us to respond, to pray for this nation, pray for one another, and be a part of what you're doing. We do thank you for the Holy Spirit of God. We do thank you that you allow us to call out to you and ask you for the things that we need. So, Lord, we come in agreement with everything that's been prayed earlier. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, pray and believe, and according to your will, you'd answer it. So, Lord, we pray a prayer of faith today, believing that you would work in the things that we've asked. Would you dismiss us in your love, your grace, and your mercy? And mainly, Lord, would you dismiss us in the unity of the power of the Spirit that's in us? And we pray all this in the matchless, wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Encourage somebody. Shake their hand. Tell them you're glad to see them. Don't wait till next year. Get with somebody and pray. Amen.